two sound familiar, that's because you've heard them before. They're the same BFFs having the same fun, just in a different spot. You know these smoking ladies as the two hot mamas. Now they're tickling your funny bone even harder on their new show, Laughing with Letta and Lindy. Nothing's off limits with these divas. Check them out.
And we are fine at 7:23 right here on A30 WCCO Radio, the Good Neighbor Station. I am in the fetal position because Roxanne Battle, Twin Cities personality, longtime Care 11 news anchor, is like I could reach right there and touch
it. It's good to see you, Shaletta.
It's so good to see you too, girl. Oh, girl, I feel so good to have you here.
We go way back.
We do. You were a mentor to me. And I remember, like, when I first got to town, I was like, I got to find all the women who are, like, doing the thing and working out and helping and reaching out. And you, and I had a crazy eclectic group because it was you, Angela Davis, and CJ.
And you probably saw more of us than we saw of each other.
I did. More of y'all than y'all saw of each other. I did. And everybody, like CJ toughened me up, and Angela was a mothering type, and you were the one who informed me about what I needed to do. I remember sitting down, you were like, write out 5 characteristics about yourself. And I remember writing down that I was country.
Did you do that?
I did. And you scratched that out. You said you are not country. You are down home. You are relatable. You are just an everyday woman. And that's what you said. You don't ever call yourself country. And I said, okay. I still have that little note card that I wrote down.
See, I must be getting old. It's like, I'm trying to remember that conversation.
Because that meant so much to me that you would take the time. And we're talking about International Women's Day and how we are better together than we are apart and how women have to help one another. And, you know, a lot of times we fight for equity, but we don't fight for each other. Yeah. You know, we, you know, help ourselves, but we got to turn around and help each other. And you and Angela and CJ, y'all turned around and helped me.
Well, you know, somebody helped me, and it's all about paying it forward and giving back, I think. You know, we're not just here to take up space and consume all these resources just for ourselves. I think there's great joy in helping other people.
Well, and you are continuing to do that because you have a big workshop coming up at the Riveter. And we have got to talk about that because folks need to go online and register. I know I'm signing up because it is all about starting over.
Right. It's about starting over. The backstory is in January, I put together a panel. It's called Media Moms at the Riveter, which is a co-working space off of 44th and France in Edina. And it's really a really cool place. It's 4 women. Again, here we are on International Women's Day. It's 4 women built by women for everyone. So they approached me about doing some programming there, and I came up with this idea to do a Media Moms panel, invite some of my TV and radio girlfriends, and just sit and talk about how you deal with life when you're in the public eye, when you're dealing with, like, crazy schedules. You know, it's kind of like, you know, moms on steroids, really, because you're dealing with not only, you know, family and work-life balance issues, but just the media in itself is crazy, because here we are on a Sunday night when most people are getting ready to go to work in the mornings.
Right.
So that kind of thing. So anyway, yeah. I did this panel called Media Moms, Kids and Career back in January, and people loved it. I had, on at that time, I had Lindsay Sievert and Leah B. Olson. And
love me some Leah Bay.
Leah's a hoot. She's hilarious. And then who else? And then I had Miss Shannon Paul on the panel. And so it went really well. I got inboxed and EDMs and messages and inquiries about, oh, I'm so sorry, I missed it. I want to do it again. And Riveter called and said, would you do that again? Can you do that again? Because it was real, people liked it. So on April 9th at the Riveter, we're doing Media Moms 2. And this time we're talking about starting over. And how to deal with the chaos when you're dealing with change in life.
Girl, that's hard.
Yeah.
That is hard.
The reason why change is hard is because none of us want to see it coming. No, none of us want to deal with it. We want to stay in that stasis and that comfort zone. But everybody deals with change. The only thing constant in life is change. So if now you've got kids. You may have kids with special needs. You may have weird work hours. You may be leaving one career path. onto another like mm-hmm. I did. And so there's mm-hmm. all this change upon change upon change upon change. And so I put together another Media's Moms panel. And this time it's me and my lovely friend Lindsay Siebert is coming back.
Yay!
Yep. She has two children with special
yes.
challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be talking mm-hmm. about that. You know, she's a producer, in case that name sounds familiar, of that critically acclaimed Alfred I. DuPont award-winning documentary, Love Them First.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So Lindsay
yes.
produced that. And
okay.
so and then the second is Kim Inslee, former Care 11 Day
Morning
Anchor.
I love Kim Inslee. Yep. That's my friend. Yep. She's got a podcast now.
I was on Three Women and a Bottle
Three
of Wine.
Three Women and a Bottle of Wine. And baby, I was on there too. I don't know how you got down, but we were under the table before the show was over. I don't even remember the last 5 minutes. Somebody call me an Uber.
I'm glad. I love the way she named that. You know, just the name and all invokes all kinds of imagery. And so Kim will be joining us. She's with Digital River right now. And she, prior to that, between leaving Care, she worked with the Conventions Bureau and she helped bring the Final Four and the Super Bowl to town. And then my fourth and final panelist on the Media Moms panel this coming April 9th at the Riveter is you, Shaletta.
Whoop! I was so honored and glad that you invited me. That was such a blessing.
It's cool. So, and we're just going to get up there. We're going to tell individual stories and then talk about how we deal with chaos. For example, and I'll start. You know, years ago, I left Care 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of was like in the wilderness for a while. And then I wrote a book. And that book called Pockets of Joy.
That everybody loves.
Thank you. It became a bestseller.
It did. And it's got all kinds of awards.
Thank you.
Okay.
Endorsed by Tavis Smiley mm-hmm. before he got in trouble.
We didn't talk about that.
Okay. And, you know, and now I'm out talking about how to find joy in the difficult spaces in life. And I really enjoyed the work that I'm doing.
And the thing is that it's helping so many people. You know, the pockets of joy. And I remember when I picked it up, I was like, this is what I need because everything is crazy. You know, you got your kids and your job and your husband and your husband's girlfriend and your father.
Well, I don't know about all that.
And then I got my book and I can find a pocket of joy. You know what I mean? Just something to help me to get to the next point.
And what the pocket of joy is akin to silver lining or glasses half full. And it's like if you look for those moments, you'll be able to find them. So often we think that we have to look for those big splashy moments in life, the big vacation or the big purchase or the new car or when our kid makes the honor roll or the anniversary party. We think that those are the moments in life that will bring us sustaining joy. And they may or they may not. But when I'm talking about pockets of joy, it's the little things that sort of smooth out the hills and the valleys, those small little fine-tuned moments like when your cat nestles up and falls asleep on your lap, right? Those little moments when you find a little bit of peace and a breather, a cup of coffee or, you know, being able to figure out a difficult situation, you know, the sunrise, sunset, cool breezes. I mean, there are all kinds of those minor moments in life that strung together create pockets of joy and help us get through the chaos and those difficult times. That's what I'm saying.
I love it. I love it.
I sound so good. Does that sound corny to you?
No, it doesn't sound
mad corny.
We need it. That's needed. We need it because it's just so chaotic right now. You turn on even cartoons and it's just crazy. Even Tom and Jerry acting a fool.
But I like Tom and Jerry, especially when we chasing them in that little hole. I used to run around the house wondering if we had little holes like that and Tom was going to come out, right? And you know what, too? I think Tom was a cat, right?
Yeah.
Tom was a brother. No two ways about
it. Oh, yeah.
Tom had soul.
He had so much soul. Yeah, he did.
Serious attitude.
Oh, my God. The attitude was coming through. And he didn't even have words. It was just body language.
Where he was.
Body language. Yeah. So how can people sign up?
Oh, you go to the riveter.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can sign up right there. They'll be posting it like as we speak, probably. I should probably look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Just Google the Riveter and events and it'll come right up.
Now that's in Minneapolis or St. Paul.
The Riveter is at 44th and France in Edina.
Edina. Okay.
Technically, it's Minneapolis. So it's okay. The Riveter Minneapolis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Are you looking forward
so nice.
To being on
I am. I am looking forward to being on the panel because I'm going to learn from y'all.
Well, no, we're going to learn from you.
And yeah, I'm a share because, you know, I should overshare.
I want to ask you, though. I do want to ask you that just as a precursor because the evening will be fun. We do a little networking. There's some wine and drinks or whatever like that. And then the panel and then the Q&A and more networking. And last time we did it, people stayed. They stayed like half hour, 45 minutes after it was over.
Girl, we love being away from my children. Girl, you had to kick me out. People have given me keys and been like, you know what, Miss Brandy, just lock up because our workers have to go home. We can't stay any longer.
One of the things that we're talking about is how to deal with change, you know, because that throws you into a state of chaos where you're literally, it's like fight, flight, or freeze.
Mm.
And so the very moment that you're supposed to be putting all of your senses to bear to figure out what you're supposed to do, you can't.
Mm-mm.
Because your mind is locked up. And so the first thing in dealing with chaos and change is chill. Just take a breather and just breathe.
But that's not the first thing you think about doing. You
and
think
that's
about
what,
taking out running.
That's right. That's exactly right. But you have to. You have to take a break to let your – because I believe, and I've done all this research in positive psychology, the brain is wired to problem solve. We have the ability to figure our problems out, but we think we have to focus on external, got to do this, got to go here, got to do that, walk, run fast. When the truth of the matter is, if you just took a breather, you know, like those eureka moments, you know, those mad scientists in laboratories where they go, eureka, right? They figured it out. Or that aha moment, or like you might be in the shower and then the answer to your problem comes into your head. Or when you wake up in the morning, an idea that you had pops into your head because you have rested your brain.
I got to learn how to do that.
I don't think you're capable.
I've never done that. I have. And you know what? Anybody who does it, I talk bad about them.
You know, because the thing about Ishaleta, I follow you on social media. Girl, I don't even know when you blink, much less sleep. Do you post and work and write and do and talk about them Brundage babies and chase Oprah and Michelle Obama?
Girl, okay, and, don't come to my town because I'm coming to get you.
You know, stalk and steak and all that.
Girl.
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know how you do it all.
But you know what? And I told my girlfriend, I said, if I had time to think, I would probably be really dangerous.
You know what? I'm a concur.
If I had time to just take a moment.
But it doesn't. I just read the other day, 1 minute. 1 minute, 60 seconds, the time it takes you to walk to the water fountain, fill up your water bottle and back, would produce calm and would help you cope with stress a little better. A minute.
Just one? Okay, well, know what?
See, knowing you, though, in that 1 minute, you'd probably have like
three things.
You would have had four posts, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter.
Fold the load of laundry, change two babies, swept and mopped. That's what we're going to do in this next commercial break. We'll be right back.
I told you these ladies were wild. You don't want to miss what they're talking about, so be sure and subscribe to their podcast at the all-new website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.